There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio waves, 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Mark is getting all whipped up over this flag-burning video that has been posted on FreeKeen.com by Shire Dude. He's one of the newest bloggers over to FreeKeen. He moved to New Hampshire about a year ago, just over a year, I would say, ago at this point, and has made a splash in the independent media circle. I think he's sort of really one of the real premier media producers out in Manchester. Of course, he's one of the co-hosts of the Rebel Love Show, which you've been on, I think, more than once, Derek J.
Yes.
Great show. And ShireDude.com is his website. He put together a video of some activists out there setting the U.S. flag ablaze. And it's a little different from your typical flag-burning video. Not that there are a whole lot of flag-burning videos out there from the United States. But there's it's different because it's not angry. They're having fun while they're doing it. Whereas, you know, your typical flag-burning video, as Mark pointed out earlier, is there's usually somebody shouting something, either in a foreign language or shouting in general in the background, or the flag-burner himself or herself is shouting something.
They're angry. This isn't angry.
This is not angry at all. It's fun, actually, and it's cute because they're burning little flags. Teeny little flags. But yet Mark is still upset. He says this is offensive, and we need to not offend people, or at least not offend a bunch of people with activism. Is that pretty much what you were saying last hour?
I'd say, you know, target your activism, you know, do a good job of, you know, not offending people for the sake of offending them. And I just haven't seen anybody ever be sort of convinced by, you know, what really brought me to the ideas of freedom? Somebody burning toothpicks with little American flags stuck to the bottom.
I don't think that's intended to bring people to the ideas of freedom. See, this is the common mistake.
Hold on. You have taken my position, as usual, and refocused it in the worst possible way. I didn't actually claim that there's a problem with his video. My claim is that there's a problem with
you promoting it,
posting it on Free Talk Live's Facebook page.
That's ridiculous. There are all kinds of offensive things that you and the other Facebook people post to the Free Talk Live Facebook
page. But we don't say U.S. flag set ablaze in Manchester, New Hampshire by Free State Project early movers. As though, whoopee! Finally, somebody in New Hampshire's set a flag on fire!
This is not the first time it's happened, but it's noteworthy because it's now spreading.
So now you can see that it didn't work the first time.
Well, I don't know what you mean, it didn't work. See, this is the thing with the people who criticize like you do, Mark, is that, you know, you're constantly worried about what people will think or who we're targeting or whatever, and I feel like you put it out there. You have to kind of get in touch with yourself and what you really want. You put it out there, and as this is something that you think is important, this is something that is important to you, you're doing it, and people who see that, who are on the same page, are the ones that are the ones who are the target. They're the ones who are going to respond. The people who look at that video and they laugh are the ones, I think, who are the target of that video. I don't think that it's done to try to recruit John Q. Public into the Free State Project. I mean, Derek J., what do you think?
I think it's kind of offensive to presume that people who are really, truly interested in the ideas of liberty and want liberty in their lifetime won't take a second glance at the Free State Project after seeing a video that they're offended by. I mean, it's just like, yes, this might offend some people, but if they're truly interested in liberty, I have faith that they will discover other videos that they're attracted to. You know, just because somebody sees a video that they don't like, I don't think of liberty as the same kind of product as, like, Tide laundry detergent. You know, it's not like, oh, I'm turned off by this once, I'm never going to go, I'm going to look for the many alternatives. You know, the ideas of liberty are going to be there forever, so
and they're gonna
people who are interested will find them.
Right, and they're going to appeal initially to a very small segment of the population.
Yeah.
And then hopefully, as more small, you know, that smaller segment becomes slowly larger, more of the average folks will start to fall on board with the liberty mindset, because it'll be popular, right?
Ian, have you found people that haven't signed up for the Free State Project that, you know, find a piece of activism on the internet that you've produced or you've seen somebody else produce and said, I'm not signing up because of this?
Oh, sure.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Okay. Have you found...
But we also have people who say, oh, I signed up because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't flag burning. It was something else.
I'll give you that. No one's ever said that. But that's because flag burning is relatively inconsequential. I mean, as far as things
go. It's not inconsequential to people that care about it.
You know, the videos don't really go
viral.
That's
the point I'm trying to make, is it's inconsequential to the people who... it's inconsequential to anybody who doesn't care about it.
Well, why do you
they're
think
unlikely
they're so
to be
great?
Convinced.
Why do you think these people are so great? The people who are turned off by flag burning videos. Why do you want them so bad? Why do you like, these people need to be in New Hampshire?
No,
you
know, I'm not claiming they need to be in New Hampshire.
Turning them away.
No, I would claim that you should not produce negative press for yourself when you can avoid it. That doesn't benefit you in
depends on your
really
perspective,
any way.
Whether you consider this negative, I think it's a fun video.
Have you seen anyone? That's not fun. Is not positive.
What? Fun is not positive. What not, kind of a ridiculous? That's as ridiculous a statement as don't be courteous. Remember when the cops? I was out in front of the courthouse opening the door for people, and the cops literally came out and told me, don't be courteous. I shouldn't be opening the door for people. And so I opened the door for them when they came back into the courthouse and completely ignored what they were saying. That's as fun? What? People love fun. What's wrong with fun?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Nobody's
Mark
gonna
hates
come,
fun.
Nobody's
going
to come to New Hampshire
grump
to drink and then set little toothpicks on fire. It's ridiculous.
How do you know they were drunk?
Has anyone ever signed up for the Free State Project and then seen some of your activism online and said, I'm not moving even though I said I was going to?
Sure, some wussy. Yeah. I'm sure there's been some mama's boy
how
who
many
has
wussies,
chickened out.
How many wussies need to chicken out because you have acted like an a-hole on the internet?
I don't really
who
care,
cares?
Mark.
I know
well,
you
these
don't.
People
that's
are
the
useless.
Point. That's the point I'm trying to make here.
If they're afraid of moving to New Hampshire because something somebody did in Keene, New Hampshire, they're certainly not going to be any help against the state.
This happened in the heart of the Free State
Project.
There's activism.
Certainly not going to be any help against the people who are in the state.
Yeah, there are no trailblazers who are going to say, you know, I want to go and carve a new path to freedom in our lifetime, but oh my goodness, there's another person in the same geographic region doing stuff I don't like, so forget about that plan.
Well,
I mean, that is not
ridiculous.
I think there's a lot of people that have found other ways to go about finding liberty in their lifetimes besides the Free State Project.
Good
and
for them.
That Free State Project is in competition with these, and that you should therefore not give yourself negative
those
advertising.
People aren't doing anything. They're just getting back on Facebook
who
and
cares
bitching.
If they, right, well, maybe they would have done something. You have no idea.
I don't care if whatever they would have
really
done.
Do anything for activism before I came here.
All I care about are the people who move. If there's a bunch of people out there who have a bunch of excuses
then
as to
give
why
them
they
reasons
to
move and stop giving them reasons not to.
They're the ones who have the reason not to. I'm just doing activism, and I'm supporting the activists here. I'm supporting the activists here who are doing good things and who are in touch with what they really want and who are true to themselves. That's what matters.
Yeah, what about giving a voice to people who want to make videos once they move here, like Ian is doing? You know, he's giving people an incentive to move here by giving them a platform to promote their material, like Shire Dude is.
Well, Shire Dude's got a platform. He's built quite a platform. He has a following. And
okay,
does,
but he's
going to
get more views through freekeen.com than he is
I'm not complaining about freekeen.com. Freekeen.com is a S-storm disaster. I do not care
that's
whether
a ridiculous
Ian
statement. It's one of the most popular blogs in New Hampshire. It's one of the most popular libertarian websites in the world's top 50, I believe.
Mark doesn't like
there.
It.
No, and no, it's
by
an S-storm
all
disaster.
Indicators, by all indicators, Free Keene is an incredible success. You don't call it an S-storm disaster because some people in Keene, New Hampshire don't like us, or some people across New Hampshire don't like us. Of course some people don't like activism, Mark. It's activism. It stirs up their little world.
They're I'm not like, claiming like you shouldn't do work. Activism. Please stop refocusing
right.
That point.
We shouldn't do activism you don't like, right?
Absolutely.
Because some people don't like it.
Somebody with some sense should, I mean, somebody here, if you don't have sense, you should ask somebody with sense, hey, is it a good idea to post this video and for the purpose of getting people to move for the Free State Project? Because you
good luck finding unoffensive activism, Mark.
No,
good luck with
that. I like where Mark is going here. You know, we should have a king of activism that we go to and we always ask.
We do. Ian, our
hey,
king
Mark,
is mad.
King Mark, can we do this activism? Will this be good?
Excellent.
Will people like it?
It's an excellent idea.
What if they don't like us, Mark?
That's exactly what
will happen? Can we dethrone you if the activism you choose becomes unpopular?
Yeah, but you probably could.
Oh, well, then
it'd
what?
Be better than having
then
the current king,
be?
Which is Ian. And he'll go for anything. I mean, he's shown himself to
true.
Be a mad king
I
up to this point.
The poop smearing.
You have, it just,
he drew a line.
It exists in fantasy. You only oppose things that are in fantasy.
Yeah, you're being very hyperbolic and ridiculous right now, Mark.
I'm not being hyperbolic.
But it would really
ridiculous.
Blow up his ego a whole lot if that were the case. Maybe we should get him a little crown, activist king. 855 450 free. Mr. Know It All here with you tonight. He knows what's good. He knows what's bad. 855
450 free. All I've claimed is to have some sense.
We've got
unlike
Skype.
You.
Skype username's LRN.FM. You can join us here. You can share your thoughts on flag burning and other things that are offensive. It's Free Talk Live. Also, join us via Skype again. LRN.FM is our username there.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. Since we're on the topic, we got five ways powerful people trick you into hating protesters. although a lot of people don't need to be tricked. They just hate protesters. But we'll talk more about that here in a little bit. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J.
and Mark.
Derek J.'s got himself a website. It's TheDerekJ.com. What, Derek J., will people find there right now?
The latest very un-PC episode of Freedom Fiends, in which MK Lords, Michael Dean, and Brett Benat of the School Sucks podcast and I discuss words you're not allowed to say anymore in 2015.
Really?
Yep, but we said them anyway.
I saw that list. Was it 12 words or something like that?
12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
posted the free talk.
I won't say them here because I don't want to offend anybody. King Mark is sitting right next to me.
That's right. Mark actually is wearing his headphones in a very silly manner at the moment due to wearing a crown in the studio. I'm going to have to turn the camera back.
Yeah, you can
see
it at cam.freetalklive.com in order to comment. I finally got the credit I deserve here.
You
I gotta
look
say.
Really regal.
Yeah. And, you know, people, in a different time, people would have understood my super geniusness. They would have seen my wisdom, and they would have, really, they would have crowned me.
Now they can see it walking down the street.
Indeed.
Let's go to your calls and talks.
I may dress like this all the time. I kind of like having a crown.
That way you broadcast the message that I'm better than you.
Yeah.
Ken is in Nashua. Not Nashua, New Hampshire, but Nashua, Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Hey, Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. On the flag burning thing there, if it offends the ignorant people, that'd be a good people to keep out of New Hampshire.
I agree.
Number one, I'll bet you the flag does not have gold trim. If you look at a police officer uniform, any courtroom or the flag behind the president has gold trim. That gold trim represents dictatorship. When they burn the flag without the gold trim, they're burning the symbol of real freedom. When they burn the flag with gold trim, they're burning the symbol of dictatorship.
I just checked. The flag in the video at freekeen.com does not have gold trim. So does that mean that you are now offended by this?
No, it just means that they're ignorant because they're burning the sign, the flag that actually represents freedom.
Gotcha.
The flag
I guess it just depends, right? I mean, because different people have different opinions. That's one of the problems with a flag burn is that everybody who observes it, they're all coming from their perspective, and of course they're all different, right? Because some people say the flag to them means, like, you know, to me it's a symbol of tyranny. I don't really care whether it's got a gold fringe on it or not. That's how I feel about it. Other people feel like this is a symbol of freedom, no matter whether or not it has a gold fringe on it.
Why would the president and the other people broadcast the message that they're dictators?
Because
by using this flag,
that's what the gold fringe represents.
Why would they do that?
All military flags are gold fringed. It's because you're under martial law.
Well, this is basically a conspiracy theory, Ken. I mean, let's just put it out there. This is something that you typically find with the courtroom theory movement, where they will claim that if you go into a courtroom and there's a flag with a yellow fringe on it, that means it's an admiralty jurisdiction, and that means X, Y, and Z. But, of course, when you actually try to challenge the jurisdiction, as Derek J. actually recently did in court, it really went nowhere fast. It was an entertaining video, though, which has been posted, I think, at TheDerekJ.com.
Yeah, right? And the cop threw everything out, and the judge decided, yep, I don't have jurisdiction. Sorry about your trouble. We'll reimburse you for your time.
Maybe in an alternate universe it happened that way, but no, they just went ahead and force-scheduled you for a trial. You were ready to plead guilty if they would just show the evidence that the laws apply to you, that jurisdiction actually applies to you, and they just brushed right over top of you and went ahead and scheduled a trial. So, Ken, thanks for the... Go ahead.
It required his participation. In the book by Adam Rand, it's called The Fountainhead. The guy in there would not plead in the court case.
It doesn't matter if you don't plead; they will put in
their hands up and walked away.
Yeah, that's a book. In real life,
you've not pled a bunch of times, right?
I never plead, ever.
The last time I was in court, I didn't even speak, and they put in a plea of not guilty on that.
How many times have they incarcerated you when you don't plea?
I've been incarcerated a few times.
That didn't work.
Hey, thanks, Ken, for your time tonight. I appreciate the call. I mean, I just, you know, I understand where he's coming from, and it's an interesting theory. But like all these legal theories, they really don't play out in reality, in my observation. So let's continue here. Let's jump into the story from Cracked.com. These are the five ways powerful people trick you into hating protesters. Number five, wait for them to break the law. Wait for one of them to break the law, then talk only about that. This might literally be the oldest trick in the book. I'm thinking powerful people have been doing this to protesters and activists since the days when getting gored by a mammoth was a leading cause of death. It plays out like this. A, a certain group has a complaint. They're being discriminated against, had their benefits cut, whatever, but they are not the majority. B, because the majority is not affected, they are largely ignorant and uninterested in what is going on with the complainers. The news media does not cover their issue because it's bad for ratings. C, to get the majority's attention, the group with the complaint will gather in large numbers to chant and block traffic, etc. This forces the meter to... By the way, I oppose blocking traffic during protests. I think that's a real tacky move, and that is something that I, you know... That's
it gets people's attention.
But that's the equivalent of, like, pulling on your mom's, like, shirt, and you're like, Mom, pay attention to me. I mean, it's like, okay, I'm doing something annoying that's getting in people's way, and they're going to pay attention to you. Yeah, I might get the results you want, but is that the way you want to do it?
This forces the media to cover the demonstration, since huge, loud groups of people make for good photos and video, and cover the issue in the process, since part of covering the protest involves explaining what's being protested. In America, we've seen this tactic used by everyone from impoverished war veterans to women seeking the right to vote to the protests about police violence you've been seeing all over the news recently. D. To counter this, all you need to do is simply wait for a member of the activist group, any member, to commit a crime. Then the media will focus on the crime, because riots and broken glass make for even more exciting photos and videos than the demonstrations. The majority, who fear crime and instability above all else, will then hopefully associate the movement with violence from then on. And further, I will add in to this discussion that frequently the crimes that are committed are actually committed by or at the behest of undercover police officers at some of these protests. I'm not saying
sometimes that's the case.
I'm not saying it's always the case, but there have been a multitude of events where undercover cops wearing plain clothes have been essentially outed as police, who were down there essentially acting as agents provocateur, trying to provoke people into violence or actually starting some violence themselves in the hopes that others will follow them once they throw the first bomb. That kind of thing. So that's happened. Part E here to the description. You and your quest to keep the system from changing can now reframe the issue. You being the people in charge can now reframe the issue not as oppressors versus the oppressed, but as citizens versus criminals. Supporting their cause means supporting violence. The TV will be full of images of burning convenience stores and looted storefronts, at which point the majority will then smirkingly say, I would never protest government oppression by mindlessly destroying someone's private property.
Are there other examples that apply to this besides Ferguson? Are you seeing this as an actual
template
in Baltimore? Occupy Wall Street, I guess, is...
Baltimore's riots had that.
Right. Okay, so this does actually happen in situations across the board, though.
The larger the group, the more likely something like this will happen. I mean, the larger the group, the more likely you're going to be infiltrated by undercover provocateurs, and further, the more likely you'll attract just regular crazies who are willing to do stupid stuff like that. It even happened at the 420 celebrations at one point, where some kid apparently jumped out in front of an ambulance that was trying to get to wherever it was going, and that offended some of the cops, one of the cops who came and talked to me about it later. I was like, dude, I don't know who that was. I didn't see it happen. It probably was not anyone I know. That's what happens when the public can show up somewhere.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Ian and Derek and King Mark in the studio here tonight, looking very, very fancy in his crown. I don't know where you got that thing from, Derek, but it's awfully elaborate.
Key invention.
Really?
Yep.
So we're going to continue here with the five ways powerful people trick you into hating protesters. But first,
Quantum Vibe, the liberty-themed epic science fiction webcomic story, has concluded. Volume 3 of the series will be available at the end of the month. It's the last day of June, but advanced autograph copies are going to be available directly from Big Head Press the Wednesday before that at the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival. You just stop by Site 27, like I'm going to, and get your signed edition. I don't expect them to last more than the day, but you might check back the next day if you haven't arrived yet. It's a Quantum Vibe. Now, Quantum Vibe Venus 23 has launched. It was June 8th was the first one. And it's an all-new story set in the same fictional universe with new characters and some familiar ones. You can check it out, quantumvibe.com. It is a liberty-themed science fiction story set in the relatively near future. quantumvibe.com.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about these tactics to make people hate protesters here in a moment. But first, Hank is listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Hank.
Hello, this is Hank. Last time I called in is H. Riordan, so just let you know.
Welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about activism. First of all, in that video, I don't consider burning what essentially is a cake decoration as activism.
No, it's not activism.
Why not? When you put it on video, it's even more activism at that point because then more people have a chance to see it. We're talking about the video of the flag burn going on right now at freekeen.com.
What those things really are they're intended to be used as cake decoration. But anyway,
yeah,
but they're flags.
They're U.S. flags. Why? I mean, is it not a flag because it's 1 inch by 2 inches or whatever?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Okay.
But what I really wanted to talk about was I like the Albert J. Knox idea of activism, which is he said that the people you want to reach are people that he referred to as the remnant. The people who really understand the nature of the state and society.
I agree. That's who I want to reach.
Those are the minority of people. So you can't really focus on trying to convert the masses.
What totally agree.
What you really want to do is you're going to reach what he called the remnant.
Yep, I'm on board with you completely. That is really the goal of a lot of my videos. Some people seem to be very confused by this, like, oh, this is going to offend people. Well, I want to, like you're saying, the remnant, these people who are out there who love freedom, who understand what it is, but don't know that we're here, that don't know that the Free State Project exists, that don't know that there's a movement of thousands of people who love freedom who are all moving to New Hampshire in order to get active so we can achieve liberty in my life, in our lifetime. I want those people to know we exist, and doing meaningful stuff like, you know, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree and other great videos that have come out of Keene, New Hampshire, and now Manchester with Shire Dude and Rob Mathias and those folks out there. Doing those kind of videos, I think, reaches those folks. And so I'm on board with that, Hank. Thank you. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's pretty much what I wanted to call about. And, you know, I think that you shouldn't worry about offending people because somebody's going to be offended by anything you do.
Absolutely, and I thank you for the call tonight. And, you know, there are people out there who've been wringing their hands about activism that could be considered offensive for years here in New Hampshire. And this is, you know, I'm sure going to cause more of it.
Well, it's easier than doing your own activism.
Well, there's that, right? So normally one of the responses is, well, maybe you should show us how to do it better, how to do activism better.
Now, I'm just a critic.
The thing is, even if they do go out there and they do some political action or whatever, which for the most part is ineffective because it takes forever to change the political system.
Comparing burning toothpicks to political activism, you call political activism ineffective.
It's ineffective at attracting people here when you just go out. And
that much is true. Now, I'll give you that it's very difficult to get. It takes a long time to get that political stuff going, and you can't produce
it's
a fast,
sexy.
Easy video.
Yeah.
You can sort of use some of the political stuff as like B-roll.
We've made videos. I mean, don't get me wrong. Chris Campbell has a great series, the Anarchist Lobbyist series, or the Anarcho Lobbyist, which features me and Cantwell and Daryl going and testifying from a principled perspective in front of these political panels. So I think that's valuable. And keeping it short, of course, is important. So having excerpts instead of some 2-hour long testimony session at the State House. So I think there are ways to recruit people here through the political process. But doing stuff like the flag burn attracts a different kind of person, somebody who appreciates more, I guess, in the streets style activism, outside the system style activism. And I'll do it all, right? So I'll do whatever I can to achieve more freedom. But the point is, there are people who believe that they can be successfully unoffensive by doing inside the system stuff. And the thing that those people don't realize is that as soon as they start to actually have an effect, as soon as you actually start to roll back bad government programs and, you know, eliminate government involvement in people's lives, then the offense will happen. Then people will start to rise up against you. Then, and already this has happened, by the way.
And when they do rise up against you, then they will post your flag-burning video to show what an a-hole you are.
Oh, well, they'll have all kinds of other things.
They sure
they're
going to
be upset that you're going to be taking away
they
their
will.
Government
you're
benefits.
Right. I'm not going to claim
gonna
that that's not true.
You're going to be cutting their government jobs. They're going to be upset that you're going to be cutting their government
you
pensions.
Hate children.
Yep, all of that is going to come out, and they're going to try to use it against you politically. Some people, Mark, have even been targeted in other ways for running for politics. I remember, I think it was Sue Jeffers in Minnesota. She was a libertarian running for governor, if I'm recalling correctly. Anyway, all of a sudden, the government inspectors, she was like a restaurateur as well, mm-hmm. right? So she is an activist for the libertarians, and she runs a restaurant. Well, because she was relatively successful as far as like getting some attention for her libertarian campaign, what do you know? After years of being a successful business person, government inspectors show up at her business and find all manner of different supposed violations of her business. And maybe that was just a total coincidence, or maybe they targeted her because she had a chance politically. She didn't win, ultimately, because you know, she ran as a libertarian, and that almost never wins. But nonetheless, she at the very least had them scared that she'd get people thinking, and so they targeted her for retaliation. So people that think that politics is some sort of safe zone just don't have success politically, generally, because once you start having success, newspaper editorials come out against you. We've had that happen already here in New Hampshire, because Free Staters are getting elected. There are blogs here in New Hampshire that hate on the Free State Project, from not just because of what goes on in Keene, but also because of the political successes. They actually had an article that came out. It was at Granite State Progress, I think. This, you know, one of these activists.
When they claim they're making progress, they're probably not.
They outed as many of the Free Staters as they possibly could during the last election, and they had an article about who the Free Staters are and who the supporters of the Free Staters are that were running for office. Further, they even certain group, I don't know if it was Granite State Progress, but some group of haters created a flyer, a hit piece flyer that was sort of a cut, like, sort of like an interchangeable flyer where they could change out the name and the photo of the person, basically, and maybe a few facts about them, and then the rest of the flyer was just sort of generic hatred towards the Free State Project. And they sent these flyers out and tried to badmouth, essentially, and slather with hatred these political candidates who were just running for state rep and they're Free State Project participants. Now, by the way, some people who were hit with those flyers won, others who were hit with the flyers didn't win, so you could argue that they didn't really have an effect, but maybe they did. Maybe they actually had an effect of getting people out to vote for them, because the hit piece flyer, people look at that.
But you can't buy that kind of, you know, that kind of promotion.
Well, that's what I'm saying, right? So the activists who were running didn't have to pay for that printing job. They didn't pay to distribute.
How many of them had burned flags before they had run? Zero.
None of them.
Right, none of them. And this isn't about doing activism or not doing activism. This isn't about what kind of activism works and what kind of activism doesn't work. This is about good sense and knowing that flag burning is going to make people very
angry. Take it from the king. 855
Refer to me as your majesty.
855-450-free is our toll-free number here. We'll talk about more ways that people are tricked into hating activists, hating protesters from crackdown. Also, your calls are welcome. You can join us via Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm or Free Talk Live coming up.
It is the year 91001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius. zog.ninja. Code FTL.
For over 75 years, Geico's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Now more Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453. That allows you to join us and talk about anything that might happen to be on your mind. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Do you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live? Whether you agree with Ian, Mark, Derek J., it doesn't really matter. If you love freedom, and you love the ideas of liberty getting out there as far and as wide as possible, there's nobody else doing it at the level that Free Talk Live is. There's nobody else, at least in audio entertainment, doing it like this. And you can help us do it more effectively by joining the AMP program for $5 a month. You will get access to perks like special things like the AMP Only podcast, the AMP Only phone lines, the AMP Only Facebook group, and more. Plus, that $5 a month goes to help us, again, market the program, advertise Free Talk Live to new radio stations, and get the ideas out there into people's ears so they can consider them and maybe change their mind. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, let's go to Dick. He's in Anchorage, Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J., and Mark. Hello, Dick.
Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to talk about something briefly that you brought up last night on your program about, I believe it was Mark's son, Jack,
playing
in school, and whether or not, basically, you were reading on a forum that there was a rule a lot of people believed, and this is a rule that I believe, but you guys really challenged me last night in my belief of it, that whenever you're swimming in a body of water, you should be supervised.
Meaning as an adult or just as a child?
Both.
Okay.
And I think that you had a really interesting case with your son in particular, and the, considering the size of the pool, it being just a little bit over a kiddie pool. So I do think that you really challenged my belief there, and I just finished the podcast, and I've been pondering it for a minute. But just to give you an idea of my background, I was a lifeguard all through high school. I'm a very strong swimmer, and it's something that I have experience with. I would say that the reason supervision is important in a pool or a body of water, let's say, as opposed to, let's say, if your child is just playing outdoors on dirt, is the type of injuries that are likely to happen if they're on land. You know, they fall, they can break their arm, they can break their leg. There's not really supervision is not necessarily going to prevent that, necessarily. And, of course, we can think of a million examples where it would and where it wouldn't, but just for an example, if kids on the monkey bars and let's go and falls, there's not much you could have done to stop that.
Right.
As an observer.
Makes sense.
On the contrary, if it's in a pool and some injury happens, and again, I don't think, in a waist-high pool, there's much risk of something happening, but if they go under, then that is when observation is, they're not going to get injured until they drown, and then that's kind of a worst-case scenario, and if you don't act within that first, that very small
minute.
Time frame, that's when, that's why I would say supervision is important. So I think that's what most people on the forum you mentioned were trying to get at. But I wouldn't say it necessarily has to be adult supervision.
Yeah, the difficulty is there that I'm just not going to have another kid to watch this one.
What about the dog? Maybe you could get the dog out there. It could come running like Lassie.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I said that'd be better than nothing. I'd trust the dog to watch your kid over the government. So there you go.
Yeah.
Not a bad
probably
idea.
True. Well, one thing I'd like to say about I was a lifeguard. I was certified as a lifeguard. Actually, never employed as one. For certified advanced lifesaver, I think was what the Red Cross certification was that I got.
CPR and that kind of thing.
It's more than that. Yeah. But yeah. That was the heart saver. Okay. That was part of the lifesaver card. But I'm a fireman now, and I can tell you that firemen, there's a class of firemen that's just crazy about fire. They just hate it. They don't like candles. I'm in this class. They don't like candles. They don't like open flames of any sort. And oftentimes, for one, I have to burn brush at my house, and the guys that are on the fire department also tend to be the fire warden to pass out these the pieces of paper that give you a fire permit. So they don't want to pass them out because fire's bad. They've spent their whole lives fighting fires and trying to stop things from burning. Now I have to pass out a piece of paper so that you can burn something? This is ridiculous. And so, to some extent, of the responses I saw, often you'd find somebody say, I was a lifeguard. And I wonder whether they're, a little hypersensitive, you know what I mean?
Well, I know what you mean, and I would say that's true. But in my experience as a lifeguard, because I was employed for 4 or 5 years in high school and I guess the first year of college, the injuries that I treated, I never helped it save anyone from drowning. So for me, I think it's a statistical anomaly. I think that when it happens, it's, it's generally fatal if you don't have the supervision.
You didn't even pull the big hook out on the side and pull some kid in from the, middle of the pool? Nothing?
There was one instance where a child fell in and I jumped in and I did save her, but it was a situation where I don't believe that they would. I think they could swim and they were fine somewhere. They just got nervous.
Yeah.
There was a situation before I was a lifeguard when I was younger where a friend of mine actually was beginning to drown. And interestingly enough, it was one of our friends who saved him and not the lifeguard. Which is another point, because I remember you guys had mentioned some people said as long as there's a lifeguard there, it's okay. I would say the lifeguard is not as important as having a friend there watching you, because if a lifeguard's watching 20 people and then there's 19 a second later, it's going to be hard for anyone to notice that.
Yep.
Let alone, I was 16 and in high school I wasn't really focused. I wasn't necessarily the best lifeguard, And just remember, most of those lifeguards are kids, so... It's kind of a misnomer to say you need adult supervision.
Yeah, they're not much more than adults, not much more than kids. So, first off, you said you jumped in for the kid. I'd like to say the best thing to do for people listening, I understand you made the decision you made at the time, and I'm sure it was the right one. But you don't go in the water with somebody who's drowning. You get the, if there's a hook or something on the side that you can throw to them, that's a better way to go.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Dick, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate your perspective and the thoughts. Let's talk to Michael in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live, Michael, with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Thank you for taking my call.
No, go ahead. That's what we do. Your thoughts, please.
Okay, Ian, I have a couple questions for the both of you.
But there's number three of us here, but yes, go for it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
No worries.
Number one, I don't listen regularly to the show, but I have listened before,
Great.
And I'd like to know if you were beginning to buy Bitcoin, who you would buy it from, kind of what's the easiest way to do that. And then my other question is, if you really would like to move to New Hampshire and be a part of the Free State Project, would you wait till you have a job to do it, or would you just come on up and then kind of figure that if you're a good guy, you know, a hard worker, a smart guy, you can probably find a job and a way to live?
Oh, excellent questions. First one's really easy, expresscoin.com. It is fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive to get Bitcoin through ExpressCoin. As long as you can cut them a check or send them a money order, they will send you Bitcoin or even Litecoin or Dogecoin, and you can do it from the U.S. or Canada, expresscoin.com. If you're outside of the U.S. or Canada, one of the other ways to do it is to find somebody, you know, physically, locally, that, you know, might be willing to sell you some Bitcoin. That can be, you know, it can be easy or hard depending on how many people like that there are, but I would say expresscoin.com is a pretty darn easy way to do it, and you can even get up to $40 worth of it for no fee, no transfer fee, if you use code FTL. So that hopefully takes care of that. Also, for new people to Bitcoin, go to weusecoins.com to learn more about the technology, because we're just sort of glossing over it here. It's a decentralized currency, not issued by any government or bank. The other question is really important regarding, you know, New Hampshire. Of course, the Free State Project, in trying to attract 20,000 people here. And people have come at this from different approaches. Some people have thrown caution to the wind. They have taken, you know, what little money they have and, you know, got in their car and put their life's possessions in there and came up here and they made it work. Other people who've tried that have failed miserably. So, you know, it just depends. Would it make more sense? Would you feel more comfortable if you could nail down a job before you moved to New Hampshire? Absolutely. I mean, if that's a possibility, it wouldn't hurt to look into that. But that said, there have been people who have also, you know, done some saving, maybe saved 6 months' worth of living expenses or whatever, and then have made the move. That way they still feel comfortable moving without a job, and then they know they're going to have a little bit of a buffer of time in which they can kind of get settled in, get unpacked, and hit the streets and start looking for work. If you want to start looking for work in New Hampshire before you move to New Hampshire, one of the most popular things I hear about is to get a phone number based in New Hampshire. So when you're applying, you're putting your number down on job applications, it's got that 603 area code. People in New Hampshire recognize that. That's going to possibly keep you in the stack of options as opposed to, you know, a myriad of applications who might be coming in from outside of New Hampshire. But if you'll stand by, Michael, we'll come back with more, maybe get Derek J. and Mark's opinion on this as well, because it's an important question. You know, what's the best way to move here? It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.